And we've got a little while left in the show, and we have just found Ken Mayers here in the Santa Fe Baking Company, and he's a longtime member of Veterans for Peace. Welcome back to the Radio Cafe.
Always a pleasure to be here.
So what have you been up to? The cause of working for peace and working hard for peace and keeping the idea of peace going in people's minds. I don't know why it should be an uphill battle, but it seems to be.
It does seem to be an uphill battle, and there are some of us who are willing to keep at it, while others do seem to burn out, and it's understandable. We recognize that that happened, but...
You were out on the street corner during the snowstorm.
And I'm about to go out on the street corner again, but what have I been up to?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose the usual stuff. I'm on the corner every weekend when I happen to be in town. More interestingly, back in October, Veterans for Peace had an event in New York City at the Vietnam Memorial of New York City, where they have an interesting memorial, a glass wall with the names of all the New Yorkers who died in Vietnam. Back in May, there was an Occupy General Assembly that got chased out of Zuccotti Park, and they went to the memorial and had their GA there until the police chased them out of the memorial. And several members of Veterans for Peace, along with some members of Occupy Faith, including a retired Episcopal Bishop George Packard, who's also a member of Veterans for Peace, were arrested because they refused to leave when the Occupy folks were chased out. So Veterans for Peace decided to have another... After that, New York City decided they were going to close the memorial at 10 o'clock at night. Now, the memorial...
It had been open before that?
Always, like virtually every war memorial in the world, is open 24-7, and it was as well. And they decided that they were going to put a curfew on the memorial for no good reason. And when you
except that people were speaking up for peace.
That's right.
Or reading the names of veterans.
Exactly, which gives us the basis for our case, because I think it's settled law that to close a public space, the authority closing the space has to give good reason for closing the space. They didn't have any good reason for closing that space. So we had an event there on October 7th, the anniversary of the invasion of Afghanistan, where we were reading the names of New Yorkers who were killed in Vietnam, Afghanistan, and Iraq. And we started reading names at 8:30 at night, and it was a cold, rainy night, kind of like today is, except not quite snow. And we were reading the names, and at 10 o'clock, well, actually, we saw the police squad show up soon after we got there, because we had announced that we were going to have this event. We didn't, and we had a permit for it up until closing time. And so there was this squad of police just waiting for closing time to happen. And we just kept reading the names, and they came over and said that the memorial is closed, and we just kept reading names. And they gave us the three warnings, and they kept reading names. So 25 of us were arrested, including a couple of Occupy live streamers, and were taken to the 7th Precinct. The police who arrested us clearly didn't want to be doing it. The blue shirts did not want to be doing it, but the white shirts, the officers, were making them do it. Actually, the Marine, well, the officer who arrested me was another former Marine. Very nice guy. They did it very respectfully. It was what I think all of us felt was a good arrest. Some of us are connoisseurs.
And you've known, I was going to say, you've known arrests.
Yeah. And so we spent the night at 7th Precinct, and then were issued citations calling us back for an arraignment on the 19th of October. I think that was the date. So I went back to New York City for the arraignment, and 19 of us are carrying the case forward with the help of the National Lawyers Guild. I think that we have an excellent case based on right of assembly.
And so you will report back to us on that. Meanwhile, how is the Occupy movement doing? I haven't heard about it for a while.
Well, it's interesting. The day it went back, the week after the arrest, I was back in New York because there was going to be a special event to honor a former president of Veterans for Peace who died 5 years ago. As it turned out, because of Sandy, they canceled that event, and those of us who were back there for the event decided to go out to Rockaway Beach and help with the cleanup. Occupy has done an amazing job in New York City organizing cleanup. They've done far more than FEMA or the Red Cross or any of the other agencies. They've set up these hub centers where people can bring in contributed items, clothing, food, so forth, and they have a bunch of volunteer drivers who take it out to distribution points, and they organize work parties for cleanup. So we went out and shoveled sand off the streets so that the streets were passable.
Nobody knows this. They haven't gotten publicity.
They've gotten some. The New York City papers have reported it pretty well. It hasn't gotten that much national publicity, but they've kind of broken through. I mean, there's certainly a different attitude towards Occupy in New York than there was a few months ago.
And they've
just done an amazing job. Here, of course, Occupy got very involved in the Los Alamos, the annual protests up at Los Alamos, and six members were arrested, and they're going to be going to trial on January 9th, and there's going to be a benefit for them, and I forget the exact date and time, at the UU congregation. Veterans for Peace is co-sponsoring the benefit. We were the fiscal sponsors for that event, for the Nuke Free event, Nuke Free Now. So we continue to get engaged where we can and continue some of the familiar struggles. And, of course, missiles, the drones are now getting a lot of attention, plus all the hype around what's going on in Syria in terms of these rumors of loading sarin gas, which we think is another thing like the WMDs and the Iraq buildup were, and building an excuse for us to go in there at least to the level we did in Libya. And granted, the situation in Syria is horrendous and is tragic, and our fingerprints are on that situation. I mean, the American fingerprints are on that situation, and so that's something that it's really tough to figure out how to do a directly constructive effort in there, except to try to keep the United States from bombing the hell out of another country.
Which almost seems like an exercise in futility.
Well, we have a lot of experience in exercises in futility, unfortunately. And my own feeling about it, because people do ask me, you know, how come you keep going? I mean, the odds are so stacked. And I said, because when the world's going to hell in a handbasket, it's a little less depressing if you're trying to do something about it.
Yep.
And the other thing is, I've got three granddaughters, and I am very concerned about the planet they are about to inherit. And so what little I can do to try to improve their odds, I'm willing to go out and do.
Ken Mayers is with the Santa Fe Veterans for Peace. And if people want to join up, how do you get together with you guys?
Well, we generally have our chapter meetings the third Wednesday of each month at St. Bede's Church, 7 o'clock in the evening. Actually, this month, because it's so close to Christmas, instead we're going to have a chapter potluck on Sunday night at my house.
And is there a website that people can check out?
We do have a website, and it's vfp-santafe.org.
Ken Mayers of Veterans for Peace here in Santa Fe, thank you so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure.